Kicking off another week of the Bob Tuscan Show. Welcome once again. And tonight's guest is going to be Dr. William Pepper. Geez, what an honor to have him on the show. I'll tell you a little bit more about what he has done in the past and what he continues to do, being a human rights activist and so much more. In the Bob Tuscan household, well, the little one, he's almost 8 months, and his first two teeth have popped through those gums. Now, I know he's been working on it. He's been teething for some time now, and we've been giving him all sorts of homeopathic remedies to treat the teething pains. And, yesterday or the day before, he was biting on my finger, teething on my finger, I should say, and I felt the two little teeth popping through. And when I called my parents, geez, I tell you what, grandbabies for grandparents are like crack. They were so excited about the teeth popping through. You know, it's an exciting moment. And, of course, we're dosing them up with lots of fluoride right away. Got to get the fluoride in his system. We'll be shooting it up in his mouth with a needle soon enough, you know, because everyone has to have fluoride, right? Anyways, of course, I'm joking. Please, folks, don't send me nasty hate mail. Or do send me nasty hate mail. BobTuscan@theIntelHub.com is the email address. That's BobTuscan, T-U-S-K-I-N, @theIntelHub.com. This week, we have Loren Murray coming on Thursday night to talk about the nuclear situation, which remains. I haven't been able to give an update on Fukushima, and there is a well-deserved one on the way on the Bob Tuscan Show. Tomorrow night. Well, what's going on tomorrow night? Oh, geez. I don't have my paper in front of me. It's at the tip of my tongue. Who is it? I know it's going to be good. I know Clint Richardson's coming on Wednesday. Got that one. I'll have to think about it and get back to you as to... Oh, yeah, Mark Gaffney's coming on tomorrow night. That's right. Mark Gaffney wrote a book. And I actually have read most of this book for once. You know, usually I don't get a chance to read the guest book, but... he wrote a really interesting book on 9/11 called 9/11 Black. Oh, geez, I'm all verklempt tonight. Anyways, gotta listen to Mark Gaffney coming up tomorrow night. But tonight, as promised, William Francis Pepper, Dr. Pepper. And no, it's not the high fructose corn syrup beverage. He is a barrister in the United Kingdom and admitted to the bar in numerous jurisdictions here in the United States. Listen to this. Bill Pepper was a friend of Martin Luther King in the last year of his life. Some years after King's death, Bill Pepper went on to represent James Earl Ray in his guilty plea and subsequent conviction. But Pepper believes that Ray was framed by the federal government and that King was killed by a conspiracy that involved the FBI and the CIA, the military, the Memphis police, and organized crime figures from New Orleans and Memphis. He later represented James Earl Ray in a televised mock trial in an attempt to get Ray the trial that he never had. He then represented the King family in a wrongful death lawsuit, civil trial against Lloyd Jowers and other unknown co-conspirators. Of course, the jury took less than an hour to find in favor of the King family for the requested sum of $100. William Pepper is heavily involved in human rights law for a time, convening the International Human Rights Seminar at Oxford University, during which time individuals such as Hugo Chavez, the president of Venezuela, accepted invitations to address the seminar. And coming up next is Dr. William Pepper on the Bob Tuscan Show.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Well, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We're honored to have William Francis Pepper with us, Dr. Pepper. Of course, we read his bio in the last segment, and I'm very interested to learn what's up with him most recently. But of course, he wrote a book and has a lot of work that he has done with the Martin Luther King case that all these years later, people still don't know the full story about, at least from the mainstream media. Bill, thanks for coming on tonight. I appreciate your time.
Hey, good to hear you.
Let's talk about how you got to know Martin Luther King in the last few years of his life.
Well, I really only knew Martin King the last year of his life. I was a journalist in Vietnam and came back and didn't publish or write anything when I was there. And when I came back and I started writing and using photographs that I took, there was an article published in Ramparts magazine, and Martin King saw that. He was a subscriber to Ramparts and asked to meet with me. And then that was probably February 67. And then we became close that last year of his life.
And then ironically, you went on to represent James Earl Ray. How did that happen?
Well, I Abernathy called me 9 years later, asked me to go out to the prison and meet with Ray. I was nonplussed by this. I thought that they had the right guy, and I told them I didn't know anything about the case. It took me several months to kind of get up to speed, and then we went to the prison in August of 78, and I conducted a very stressful 5-hour interrogation of Ray and came away convinced with the others in the room that he was not the shooter. Didn't know what role he might have played, or knowingly or unknowingly, but he wasn't the shooter. So that started me going into Memphis. 78, 10 years later, I had become convinced that James was an unknowing patsy. He had asked me several times in the course of many visits to represent him, and I refused. I said, I can't do that unless I'm sure you had knowing involvement in the assassination of Martin King. And it took me 10 years to satisfy that.
I hear that you represented Sirhan Sirhan, the gunman convicted in the assassination of Senator Robert F. Kennedy. He was a known mind control victim, from what I understand. Is that your experience as well? And this is me trying to segue to ask, is it possible that James Earl Ray was under mind control as well, acting as a patsy?
No, I don't think James was. James was controlled by hypnosis or hypnoprogramming. I think it's pretty clear that Sirhan was. I still represent Sirhan. We're before the court. We're trying to get an evidentiary hearing. I've represented him for 5 years because we became convinced that he was not an assassin of Bob Kennedy. And I knew Bob, of course. I worked for Bob in 64 when he ran for the Senate in New York. I was only a kid, but I was his citizens chairman up there, Westchester. And so it wasn't likely that I eventually agreed to represent either of these people. That's something that's taken quite a degree of consideration and thought and evidence. So I believe firmly that Sirhan is also an unknowing patsy. In his case, the complication is that he was subjected to hypnoprogramming.
I'd like to digress further on Sirhan Sirhan, and then we'll get back to the MLK case. Where does his trial stand? What's the most recent work that you're doing with him?
We have filed, because we're pursuing a petition, a habeas corpus petition that has been before the court for many years. The difference now is that we have categorically has put forward a great deal of evidence of actual innocence. And the law in the state of California, the Federal District Court and the Circuit Court of Appeals there is that actual innocence should override procedural defects. And there were a number of procedural defects in the Sirhan case over the years by previous counsel. And so that's why that actual innocence, the evidence of actual innocence is so important. And strangely enough, today, on the 25th of February, the Supreme Court heard arguments, I understand, on the McQuiggan case, which deals with exactly that issue, because the circuits are split as to whether procedural defects can be overridden by actual innocence. So the court's ultimate decision on that issue is very important to us.
Interesting. And Sirhan Sirhan today, what is his mindset? Is he... I don't know very much about what's happened to him subsequently since the accusation and his arrest. Is he sane? Is he? I mean, would you consider him to be under mind control still to this day?
No, he's perfectly sane in every respect. He's logical. He's rational. He's very intelligent, and. He knows, on the basis of all the evidence we've uncovered, that he was set up, that he was not the not the assassin of Bob Kennedy. He was set up to be a distracting influence in the pantry. And he got off two shots before his hand was pinned to the table. And, of course, he was always in front of the senator. And the senator was killed by shots fired at powder burn range from behind him in an upward angle. So it's no question that Sirhan did not fire those shots.
Interesting stuff. Of course, let's go back to the Martin Luther King case. Now, James Earl Ray, you don't believe he was a patsy, a mind control victim. You do believe he was a patsy. And where does that case stand? I mean, you won the civil trial, right?
Yeah, we won a civil trial, and we showed in 30 days evidence with 70 witnesses, enormous evidence why Martin was killed, who killed him. And that gave the King family, for the first time, the closure that they had wanted. So, that's where that case rests. I have a third book that eventually, I guess, I'll get to put out. There's nothing more that can be done. James is, of course, dead. He died in 98, a year before the civil trial. And so the only thing we tried to do is to establish what the truth was do it as conclusively as we could with the massive amount of evidence that we uncovered.
Why wasn't this mainstream news? I mean, you would think that everybody would know about it. You know, we celebrate Martin Luther King Day every year, and nobody ever hears about this.
No, I know. Well, the mainstream media is basically controlled and has been for a very long time. This history of control of mainstream media goes back to 1915 when J.P. Morgan identified 73 print publications that he said they had to control in order to keep the American population under control. A movement started back then. It was, of course, developed in its most sophisticated ways in the 50s and the 60s through the use of intelligence infiltration in all of the media. Carl Bernstein taught us this.
Yeah, I mean, it's clear, and we know that many of these events, along with being fabricated, are completely lied about. Have you gotten into any of the recent conspiracies, for lack of a better term, whether it's Sandy Hook or 9/11 or something to that extent?
Not really. I have my hands full on the Sirhan case. These pro bono cases are very expensive, and I'm struggling financially to try to just keep the that pro bono ship afloat. I have followed all of the 9/11 evidence and information, and I'm pretty well in tune with what's going on there. I know nothing about the Sandy Hook conspiracy or anything of that sort. But I've had to focus on the Sirhan case because that's my immediate responsibility.
So you're doing it pro bono, which is nice to know. How can people support you on that case?
They can send money. Is what they can do.
Federal Reserve notes, huh?
Yeah, I mean it's these cases just hemorrhage money into these cases.
Well, you're a rich man, though, right? I mean, you got tons of money, right? Aren't you?
Well, I had trouble paying my rent last month.
Help them out. WilliamPepper.com, the website. Get the books and donate some money to the Sirhan case. I know many of my listeners are following it very closely. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with our special guest tonight, William Pepper, on the Bob Tuscan Show. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back.
The Bob Tuscan. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Bill, as to whether or not Sirhan Sirhan fears for his life, has he mentioned anything about that to you? Or do you think the mainstream media is so controlled that this is marginalized to a certain degree?
Well, no, I think he's had concerns about its facts inside the prison and hostility in the prison from time to time. But it's probably not in a rational way, it's probably not necessary because they've been able to keep the lid on this for so long. I think if we were to ever get an evidentiary hearing, which there has not been in this case, he was sold at an original trial. Cooper, his lawyer, had totally sold him out. In fact, was under indictment himself. There was a pending indictment against his lawyer at the time. So he was completely compromised. And Sirhan did not have any kind of adequate defense at all. But I think if we were to get an evidentiary hearing for the first time with the evidence that we now have, it would come out there would be an increased danger to him, yes, I think, because once he dies, it's all over. At this point in time, they've been able to keep the lid on it for a long time, and the vast majority of American people were, of course, very concerned about their daily survival. Do not have the time to go into the kind of detail that that we produced in evidence. So I think he's probably okay for the time being. If we're successful, then his life might be more in danger.
What was really behind this assassination? Any idea? I know it's a bit of speculation, but...
Which one?
Well, the Sirhan case with Robert Kennedy, Bob Kennedy.
Well, I mean, that's pretty evident. Bob was going to reopen the investigation of the assassination of his brother, and he was going to be treated in an objective and impartial way, unlike the Warren Commission and previous examinations. That's number one. Number two, he was going to pull the country out of the war in Vietnam, which directly affects the bottom lines of energy and oil and other corporate interests who wanted that war to continue. Thirdly, he was going to end the oil depletion allowance, 27.5% tax credit that the oilmen get for every barrel of oil that comes out of the ground. So, I mean, those are just three of the issues that he was going to address. It made him totally unacceptable, and there was no way of stopping him. And, you know, political assassination is the last resort. They can discredit, they can compromise, co-opt, corrupt in any way. They do that. That's what the ruling forces do. If they can't, if that doesn't work, or they are not able to do that, then and the person is that much of a danger, as Martin was, and Bob Kennedy was, and indeed Malcolm X was, in terms of the black community, then assassination comes into play.
Would you add John Lennon to that list?
Sorry?
Would you add John Lennon's name to that list?
Well, that's a curious one. I don't know. I mean, I've read, of course, what most people have about assassination of Lennon. I suppose so, because he had a large following among the young, and he was becoming involved increasingly in mass movement demonstrations. And there have been efforts to deport him and get rid of him that way, and those had failed. So, yes, I suppose you could say John Lennon could be placed in that category.
When I was reading your bio, I mentioned that Hugo Chavez came to speak at one of your hearings, your seminars, rather. And he has been on the record very publicly announcing that he's a victim of weaponized cancer. Any insight on that?
No. I think it's curious that a number of rulers, leaders in South America, Latin South America, have contracted cancer. And I think it's not beyond the pale that it's possible for it to be spread and to be proliferated. But I have no personal knowledge that Hugo was such a victim. I mean, the sarcoma he has, which is killing him, is, as far as we know, it's inexplicable in terms of origins and how it develops. But it's certainly it's convenient that he will be gone from the scene, because he has been the strongest progressive leader in South America. He has developed a great following among other leaders, and like Rafael Correa in Ecuador, and Alonso Humala in Peru, and others who have respect for his brand of nationalism.
It's very interesting stuff. We'll finish up on the other side of this break. Stand by.
Tuscan Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now. Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
That's the toll-free number to join us on the Bob Tuscan Show. 800-313-9443. Of course, we've been talking with William Pepper. WilliamPepper.com is the website. And, Bill, we were talking about in the last segment some of the motivation for taking out Bob Kennedy. Let's talk a little bit about why they wanted to take Martin Luther King out. I would imagine it was similar in the sense that he was very influential.
Well, I think Martin had reached a point where he also was uncontrollable, and in April 467, of course, he came out strongly against the war, having read stuff that I wrote, but seeing the photographs, I think, which really broke him up, he knew he had to oppose the war, and he did that. So that was one reason for him, being intolerable, because he was a mounting force against against the war. But the real reason, I believe, was that he was going to bring this massive number of people to Washington in the Poor People's March in the spring of 1968. And he was talking about bringing in half a million people to take up residence in the shadow of the Washington Memorial. And at that point, let them challenge the Congress to return to the social welfare interest programs that had been cut because of the war economy. And there was a great fear that that group would get out of control because they wouldn't get what they wanted. And the Army didn't have enough troops to put down what was anticipated potentially as a serious revolution on the streets of the nation's capital. So he was going to be allowed to bring that mob there. Never going to let him leave Memphis. And that was why they killed him.
And when we say they, you mentioned Lloyd Jowers in the civil trial and other, quote, unknown co-conspirators. Who would you say was involved there? How high up did this go?
Well, I think the major intelligence agencies and the Federal Bureau of Investigation were all involved in the assassination of Martin King.
What evidence do we have of that?
Well, the evidence was put forward at the trial over 30 days, including some informants who came forward and discussed roles that were played. There was an eight-man SWAT team there, a military team, Alpha 184 team, which quite clearly been proven to be on the scene with two snipers and two spotters. They were only a backup, however. They didn't kill Martin King. He was killed by a local conglomeration of forces involving organized crime and the Memphis Police Department. But they were, because they were the ones out in front. So I think anyone reading the transcript of the civil trial, which we don't have time to go into here, could quite clearly see who was working for this assassination. Or they could read Act of State, which was the second book I wrote, which has a summary of the entire that entire trial.
They can get these books at your website.
Well, I think I don't even know. Someone else put this website up for me. I haven't done that. Either on the website or you can go on Amazon and look for Orders to Kill, which was the first book, and then Act of State, which was the second book. But if anybody really wants to help in terms of this kind of work, and particularly the Bob Kennedy assassination and the Sirhan matter, they certainly can contact me on one of the email addresses. Probably the best is WP for William Pepper, WPINTLAW, Int Law, US at AOL.com. So that's WP, Int Law, US at AOL.com. And I'll be glad to let them know how they can, help us, where they can send funds to, assist this effort, because it's, we're up against a very formidable, well-financed defense structure. By defense, I mean defense for the established story and factual picture.
Are you optimistic about Sirhan's chances?
No, I think we've come to be realistic by now. A lot will depend on how the Supreme Court rules in this McQuiggan case, which was argued today. I'm not overly optimistic at all, no.
Well, geez, you leave us with such great hope here.
sorry about that.
Yeah.
I had a great deal of hope, many years ago. We thought by bonding together that we could change the world. And what we found is that it's a lot more difficult and complicated than we ever imagined.
Well, why do you stay at it then?
I'm sorry?
Why do you stay with it then?
Well, once you start something and you have an obligation, as I do as a lawyer to a client, and to the truth with respect to a case as important as these cases have been, it's just not easy to to just drop it and go back. I mean, it's painful in terms of family obligations. I mean, I have a 3-year-old, and I have an obligation to her, and the world in which she lives, is going to live. So we just do the best we can, but we shouldn't have any illusions, and we may just be at the end of the day creating a personal essence and nothing more than that. But at least we do the best we can.
Well, you come across to me as sincere and genuine, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all that you do, regardless of whether or not we'll actually get anywhere.
Well, thank you very much. We just keep on. That's all we can do.
I hear you on that. Your email one more time before we let you go.
WPINTLAWUS@AOL.com.
All right. Thanks, Bill, for coming on. And please come back and give us an update on the Sirhan case as needed.
Okay, please keep in touch.
All right, take care.
Thanks.
All right, folks, there he goes. Bill Pepper, our special guest tonight, williampepper.com, the website. And it was great having him on. I've been following his work for some time now. Tomorrow night we'll have Mark Gaffney on. And he wrote a book called Black... Oh, geez, hold on a second. Let me grab the book here. I got the book behind me. I keep forgetting the name here. Hold on. I know I sound like I'm far away. All right. Yeah, it's Black 9/11, Money, Motive, and Technology. Okay, Money, Motive, and Technology. Here I am. Can you hear me now? Sorry about that. All right. Black 9/11, Money, Motive, and Technology by Mark H. Gaffney. I'll read you the back of the book, and you tell me what you think. And by the way, we'll have open lines for the rest of tonight's show. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Here's your opportunity to talk with me one-on-one. Usually we have a guest on, and they take up most of our time. So take me up on the offer here and call up, with anything that's on your mind. 800-313-9443. What do you think about the whole Obama thing being at the Oscars? I did not watch the Oscars, of course. I don't care. I'm kind of embarrassed that I even know she was at the Oscars and that, they were involved. But at the end of the day, is it any surprise to us that these actors, Barry Sotero and his wife, are, acting? It's not a surprise to me in the slightest. Anyways, Mark Gaffney, tomorrow night's guest. You ready for this? He wrote a book called Black 9/11. The weeks following the attacks of September 11, 2001, and I know, folks, this is old news. We all know 9/11 was a false flag. But listen to this angle that Mark takes in his book, Black 9/11. The following weeks after the attacks on September 11, 2001, were traumatic for nearly every American. But for some, the answers they received from the media and the government to explain the horrific events was not satisfactory. Accusations of cover-ups, internal plots, and sabotage from within the ranks of the U.S. government were and continue to be not uncommon. But compelling evidence, contrary to the accepted narrative, has, for some skeptics, been lacking. This investigation into the event of the day reveals dark secrets about the U.S.-sponsored terrorism, taking highly complex technical and scientific information and distilling it for the consumption of the lay person. This inquiry attempts to reveal the truth behind that infamous day. And that's going to be on tomorrow's show with Mark Gaffney. I'm looking forward to that. And I think you all should be as well. I'd like to get some insight as to what kind of guest you'd like to see on for future shows. This month we've had a huge line of guests on, some of them on topics that are a bit more esoteric, others on topics that are, more a matter of, history, just like we had William Pepper on just now, talking about historical events that, of course, we were lied to about for the most part. I want to have more people on the show about solution-oriented topics. I would like to get your feedback on solutions. 800-313-9443. We'll try to squeeze in some calls here. What do you see as a solution to protect you and your family? Are you a prepper? Are you a doomsday prepper? Yeah, you know what they say about those doomsday preppers, right? The doomsday prepper show, of course, was, well, a piece of propaganda, but yet very interesting. I watched a few of the episodes and was shocked that they framed prepping in the way that they did. But you don't have to be a doomsday prepper to get prepared, do you? I mean, you could just get prepared. It's like you have to be a NASCAR driver with debris flying at you. I guess the drivers didn't have the debris. That was just the people in the stands. But the point is, do you have to be a Evel Knievel to have car insurance? No, you get car insurance just in case. Do you have to have an illness to have Obamacare? No, you're forced to have Obamacare. Bad example. But the point remains, you don't have to be a doomsday prepper to want to get prepared. What are you doing to get prepared? That's always a topic that I'm interested in hearing about. I would imagine that many of our listeners right now are aware of the serious times that we're living in, the uncertainty of the climate of our economy, and they're getting prepared, as they should. They really should. It's important that we get prepared. What are your steps in preparedness that you're taking? 800-313-9443. Get out your crayon. Write that number down. Here's your opportunity to tune in. I see we got Drew Lamb over at the chat room. And, of course, I had him on many moons ago to talk about aquaponics, a favorite topic of mine. Now, aquaponics, of course, if you're not familiar, is the process of growing fish, raising fish, and growing hydroponic veggies in a system that is closed. Maybe I'm not articulating this as well as I should be. The bottom line is, it is a system that is, what's the word I'm looking for? All-encompassing? Each part of it works in unison with the other. So the fish, they have waste, and that waste is, well, supplied to the plants that they're growing as a fertilizer in their hydroponic system. And as a fertilizer, those plants are able to prosper, and the plants then take that water with the built-in fertilizer, trying to remove all of the waste that you know, one person's trash is another person's treasure, right? So they try to remove all that waste, and the plants get fed in the process and return the clean water back to the fish. And the fish love clean water because they need the clean water to survive. It's important for the fish to have clean water. So anyways, aquaponics, interesting stuff. Let's go to Rose in Montana. Rose, thanks for calling. How are you?
I'm doing good, Bob. How are you?
Same stuff, different day. What's up?
All right. Listen, you asked a question, and I'm just calling in response to that. I've only listened to your program a few times now on RBN, and I've been pretty impressed. So far, the first night I heard your program, you were talking to Dr. McDougall about the starch solution. Tonight you spoke to the man who's representing Sirhan. And Martin Luther King, Jr. And I'm not going to say that there's any one way which you should go. I like the fact that so far that I have heard a wide variety of topics that you are covering. And
so you like that, because I think people might consider me to be ADD, but I like to cover different things. You know, one night we might do health, the next night we might do 9/11.
Absolutely.
I mean, okay.
And I like that. And, you know, and there is a thing from a guy by the name of Roger Sales, and I was reading his book, and he says something very interesting, because that's how I feel when I am, like, trying to research what I want to look up today or tomorrow, or horizontally challenged. Well, it is horizontally challenging, and we right. need to cover it all. And I really appreciate the fact that the first night I tuned in, you were talking to Roger McDougall. I have his book, you know. I think he has a lot of good things to say. Forks Over Knives is another one. I mean, so there was help. And then tonight I tune in, and here you're talking to the attorney that represents Sirhan Sirhan. And I like that breadth of topics.
All right. Well, thanks for your call, Rose.
You're welcome.
Take care. I appreciate your insight. That makes me feel better, because I don't know what people think. I just kind of do the show for my own sake, to be honest. It's a platform to vent and speak with interesting people. We'll take some more calls on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. santabarbarabells.com. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
Bill in Idaho is on the line. Bill, how are you tonight?
Absolutely blessed, Mr. G. Much appreciate your efforts for the Republic. Just thanks, wanted sir. To thank you for the effort that you make in making your interview that diverse, but at the same time that intense. I mean, a lot of people aren't aware of the importance of the Sirhan play that they made so many years ago and how it's affected everything else. Nonetheless, I was wondering if you had a chance to possibly get Wayne Mattson on, WayneMattson.com. I just know that Art in Philadelphia would be able to do the color play on it only by virtue of the fact that he has such an in-depth knowledge of the Zionazi war mobs that we're dealing with here presently. And I was hoping that somehow either Mr. Mattson would be reviewed considering the death of Frank Field Marshall. I don't know whether you're familiar with him, U.S. Marine Corps investigative journalist, writer, filmmaker that died this last weekend. Out in California with a gated community.
I heard Wayne on a different show talking about it a bit. That's a great suggestion, Bill. I'll get in touch with Wayne and invite him on.
I think it really, really needs to be gotten out there. I don't think a lot of people understand how close this battle in regard to the survival of this republic is. If anybody would be able to awaken the sleeping giant, I would assume Art in Philadelphia and or Mr. Mattson at the same time. It's very important. You're aware that the BP of the Libertarian Party was attacked 2 weekends ago Saturday and run off the road. You were aware of that, weren't you?
Who's that, Judge Jim Gray?
Tom Stevens. Tom Stevens.
I hadn't heard that, to be honest.
Yes, unfortunately, a lot of people haven't. It seems to be a very persistent and frightening pattern, considering the genocide that we would hope to avoid here, only by virtue of the fact that it would come to my attention. I was on a statewide call with Senator Jim Risch. He's Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman, as well as a number of other high-ranking offices there in Congress, and would seem to be totally compartmentalized and encapsulated. We've sent him specific information, audio, as well
as
hard
copy. Will you email me about this, and I'll look into it? We're running out of time here, but I appreciate your call, buddy. Thanks so much. Drew, how are you tonight, sir?
Well, hey, what's up, Bob?
How's that aquaponic system?
Oh, man, it's doing well. I think the last time I talked to you, it was about 250 gallons, and now it's 12,000 gallons.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, man.
Have frying pans for all that fish?
It's a serious operation.
Well, are you able to protect it from the radiation?
I'm doing my best. I mean, that crap is everywhere, you know?
We're having Lorraine Murray on the show this week, so that should be interesting.
I heard that, and I'm really looking forward to listening to that show. I've heard Lorraine speak before, and she gets into some pretty heavy material.
Wait until you hear what she's about to break for us. Drew, I have
think
to cut short here. Anything
in.
Else real quick?
No, I just say tune into that show. Don't miss that episode. The Fukushima disaster is not even close to being over.
People forgot about it, but it's still in the background. Thanks so much, Drew. Good to hear from you. All right, folks, we'll be back at it tomorrow night as promised. Love you guys. Take care.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.